Joe the Wrangler, he'll wrangle nevermore. His days with the Rabuda, they are o'er. Was a year ago last April that he rode into our camp, just a little Texas stray and all alone. It was late in the evening when he wrote a blue letter on the little Texas pony he called Sean. With his broken shoes and overalls, a harder looking kid you never in your life before had seen. His saddle was a rusty western tack built many years ago, and an okay spur on one foot lightly swung. With his hot roll in a cotton sack and loosely tied behind, and a canteen around a saddle horn was slung. He said he had to leave his home, his pa had married twice, and his new ma whipped him every day or two. So he saddled up old Chaw one night and he lit a shove this way. Now he's trying hard to paddle his own canoe. Said if we would give him work, he'd try to do the best he could, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. But the boss cut him out a mountain, finally put him on, for he kinda liked a little stray somehow. He learned to jingle horses and know them one and all, know them up by daylight if he could, and to follow the chuck wagon and to always hitch the team, and to help the coast and arrow rustle wood. We're drilling to Red River, the weather being fine. We were camped down on the south side on a bend, when a norther commenced to blow, and we doubled up our guard, or took all hands to hold the cattle in. Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, and though the kid had scarcely reached the herd, when the cattle lay stampeded like a hailstorm on they fled, and all of us went ahead and pulled the lead. In streamed the streaks of lightning, there was one horse way ahead. It was little Joe the Wrangler in the lead. He was a-riding old Blue Rocket with a slicker over his head, trying to touch the leaders in their speed. We kind of got them quieted down and kind of milling around, the extra guard back to the wagon road. But there was one a-missing, and we all knew at a glance was a little Texas stray poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning, just at daybreak, we found where Rocket fell, down in an arroyo 20 feet below. Beneath the horse crushed to a pulp, his spur had rung its knell for our little Texas stray poor Wrangler.